Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 150 for Wednesday, November 19th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Wednesday following the soy complex. The most active January contract was $5.50 weaker at $427.80 per ton. European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil were lower, which pressured the market, while prospects for a large South American soybean crop remained favorable, which was bearish. The soy meal premium, which had existed in recent weeks due to logistical problems with U.S. railways, has pretty much disappeared. However, solid demand for canola and a weaker Canadian dollar limited the losses. Farmer selling remains slow and will likely not improve until January, as many producers will want to wait for a new tax year. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all down. Soybeans were 17 cents weaker, with the January contract at $10.05 per bushel. Profit selling drove values lower as traders cashed in on some recent highs. Reports of bird flu in Europe also pressured prices, as any culls of the poultry population in Europe is expected to reduce demand for feed. Crushers in the U.S. are said to have good amounts of soybeans over the next month or so, with interior basis bids staying steady. More U.S. imports from Argentina are expected to arrive soon. Global markets are tentative right now due to talk of a recession in Japan. Corn was 9 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.63 per bushel. Demand has weakened somewhat, and there's a general sense corn needs to fall to a lower price level to pick up interest from buyers. Cash interior bids from the Eastern Corn Belt are weak. The harvest is 89% complete, with cuttings of each crop on pace. Strong demand for ethanol limited the losses. Wheat was down 10 cents, with the most active March contract coming in at $5.42 per bushel. Weak export demand and large U.S. supplies pressured values, while spillover pressure also came from corn and soybeans. Temperatures in the Midwest are expected to warm up a bit later next week, which was a bit bearish. There are some ideas that world wheat is overbought right now, and the U.S. may have trouble finding customers. However, concern about the quality of the South American wheat supply limited the losses. One report questioned whether it would be fit for humans or animals. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.